is Chicon Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at yesterday afternoon's COVID-19 numbers in Litchfield County locally. As of 4 o'clock yesterday, Falls Village none, Canaan 5, Cornwall 6, Kent 7, Norfolk 11, New Milford 271, Salisbury 12, Sharon 14, and Torrington 512. As of 4 o'clock yesterday in Dutchess County, the active cases, Amenia less than 5, Clinton less than 5, Dover less than 5, Milan less than 5, Millbrook, Millerton, and Northeast less than 5, Pawling less than 5, Pawling Village less than 5, Pine Plains less than 5, Pleasant Valley less than 5, Red Hook less than 5, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 7, Rhinebeck Village less than 5, Stanford less than 5, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington less than 5. Columbia County did not have a new update as of yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and either did Berkshire County. So meetings coming up in our tri-state region. Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. There's a town board meeting coming up in Pine Plains at 7 p.m. as well. In Kent, the Highway Department will be applying oil and stone treatment to various roads through Thursday. Drivers are warned to expect short delays or detours. The roads to be done include all or portions of South Commons, Saddle Ridge, Bulls Bridge, Highland, Camp Slat, and Gear Mount. In other news, Salisbury Bank has announced that Andrea MacArthur has accepted the role of Assistant Vice President, Mortgage Advisor, in the Residential Lending Department of the bank. Andrea started with Salisbury Bank in September of 2002 and most recently worked as Assistant Vice President, Residential Lending Manager. Out of Cromwell, Connecticut, it didn't take long. Gyms were only open for a day. A gym in Cromwell was forced to shut down by the local health department. The Cromwell Health Department shut down WOW Fitness Wednesday morning, saying it was reportedly not complying with new COVID-19 rules and regulations. Drivers heading down state roads leading to Foxwoods Resort Casino and Mohegan Sun in Connecticut are greeted by flashing warnings, avoid large crowds, and don't gamble with COVID. Despite having authority to shutter thousands of businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has been constrained when dealing with the sovereign tribal nations that own two of the world's largest casinos. After pleading with tribal leaders not to reopen and even raising the possibility of pulling their state-issued liquor licenses, he ultimately settled for ordering state transportation workers to put up signs. Connecticut's two federally recognized tribes, the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation and Mohegan Tribe, are not alone in reopening doors early as the nation reemerges from the shutdown, though both say they're being careful about reopening, facing pressure to bring back employees and start generating revenue. Tribes in Washington, Oregon, California, Florida, North Carolina, New York, and elsewhere have decided to welcome back gamblers, even though their states have not allowed large gatherings. A Greene County woman, remember, she was arrested for allegedly throwing an improvised firebomb at a New York police department. She has now been indicted. She was indicted by federal authorities. They charged Samantha Shader, 27, of Catskill with the use of explosive arsons, use of explosives to commit a felony, arson conspiracy, use of destructive devices, civil disorder, and making or possessing a destructive device. She was recorded on video by a witness allegedly showing her igniting and throwing a Molotov cocktail at the New York Police Department van with four officers in it. In Great Barrington, a recovery hospital for expected overflow of coronavirus patients stopped taking new patients. As of early June, only two patients remained out of a total of five since the start of the pandemic. According to Christopher Duncan, director of operations at nearby Timberland Heights Rehabilitation and Care Center, which operates the state-designated COVID-19 positive recovery facility on Maple Avenue, management plans to have remaining patients discharged by Friday. It opened in the former Great Barrington Nursing and Rehab Center on April 24th as part of a statewide effort to prepare for possible surges that could overwhelm local hospitals. While it would not provide acute care, it could treat older patients who still needed nursing. It opened with 10 beds with plans to increase capacity if needed. The State Department of Health asked to be paid for Timberland Heights to operate at a location closed this spring by its parent company, Bear Mountain Healthcare. The building is currently now for sale. This is a fun story, if you can bear with me for a moment. It was a COVID-19 COVID-19 related stakeout with results that went viral in Stockbridge. Town police recently set up surveillance cameras at the entry to a footbridge to catch the miscreant that repeatedly had destroyed fencing meant to keep people off the hiking trails during the height of the pandemic. Well, on Sunday, they had their suspect, but charges won't be filed. It was a bear, according to Sergeant Kirk Nichols. We thought, well, that solves a lot of our problems. I think we're done here. The black bear simply wanted to cross the bridge, Nichols said. He has a video of it doing just that after ripping down the plastic fencing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up yesterday at 26,119.61, down 170.37. The NASDAQ starts off today at 99.10.53, and the S&P 500 at 31.13.49. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.